Start your day with remembrance of all.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in Amma ba'd Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habibullah As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyullah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri Wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wanshur alayna رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel to this program called The Early Echo. In today's program we are going to be discussing questions and answers. Yes, questions which have been posed to Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Attar Radhavi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya Subhanallah, and this great personality had given answers to those questions in the Madani Muzakiras of Da'awati Islami and at various places. So Subhanallah, is going to be very, very interesting inshallah Azza wa Jal. A humble appeal to the viewers inshallah to please kindly stay tuned to Madani channel and enjoy this program. Remember well, dear viewers, we begin our days with the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, showing gratitude and appreciation for all the bounties which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has bestowed upon us through the blessings of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Make abundance of dhikr, abundance of istighfar, for this will provide barakah and blessings in our sustenance inshallah Azza wa Jal. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we should thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for all these amazing bounties which He has bestowed upon us. Therefore, we start our day with the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We begin our day with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will also listen to Inati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as per routine. We listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting durood and salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Remember well, once again, I would narrate this hadith, our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, has mentioned in a hadith, the one who recites one darood upon me, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala showers 10 blessings upon him. 10 mercies shall descend upon the individual who recites one darood paak. And furthermore, Subhanallah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala erases 10 of his sins and his rank is increased by 10 times. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us abundance of barakah and blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says so beautifully in his famous poetry, which is world renowned and it is recited as well. Mustafa, Jaane Rahmat Pe Laakho Salam, Shame Bazme Hidayat Pe Laakho Salam, Woh Zaba Jisko Sab Kun Ki Kunji Kahe, Uski Nafiz Hukumat Pe Laakho Salam, Shahre Yare Iram, Taj Dare Haram, No Bahare Shafaat Pe Laakho Salam. Please stay tuned to Madani channel and enjoy the Naati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which we will be listening to inshallah Azza wa Jal in a while. And let us guess what this Naati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is for today. As-salam. Eh, Badshah Do Jahan, As-salam. Bada pyara kalam hai inshallah Azza wa Jal. As you can hear, the birds are chirping in the morning, Subhanallah. It is a beautiful, extremely beautiful feeling and atmosphere here in South Africa, Durban right now. Aap jahan se bhi लिंक अप किए हुए हैं, आप जहां से भी मदनी चैनल इस वक्त देख रहे हैं, मैं आपसे गुजारिश करता हूं कि kindly stay locked to मदनी चैनल, for we will return and we are going to be inshallah zawajal learning about some questions and answers asked to Amir Ahl Sunnat inshallah zawajal. Till then we will be back, stay tuned to मदनी चैनल. सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम.
رسول الله يا حبيب الله حبيبي يا رسول الله طبيبي يا حبيب الله السلام 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 بادشاہ دو جہاں السلام سرور کون السلام خسرو دنیا دی، السلام راحت جان حزین، اے مراد دینے والے السلام، اے مراد دینے والے السلام، دونوں عالم کے اجالے السلام، دونوں عالم کے اجالے السلام،
السلام بادشاہ دو جہاں، السلام سرور کونوں مکان،
السلام خسرو دنیا دی، السلام راحت جان حزین، درد و غم میں مبتلا ہے یہ غریب، درد و غم میں مبتلا ہے یہ غریب، دم چلا تیری دہائی اے طبیب، دم چلا تیری دہائی اے طبیب،
السلام بادشاہ دو جہاں، السلام
السلام خسرو دنیا دی، السلام راحت جان حزین، بے قراروں کے سرحانے آئیے، بے قراروں کے سرحانے آئیے، دل فگاروں کے سرحانے آئیے، فگاروں کے سرانے آئیے،
السلام بادشاہ دو جہاں، السلام سرور کونوں مکان،
السلام خسرو دنیا دی، السلام راحت جان حزین، اپنے بندوں کی مدد فرمائیے، اپنے بندوں کی مدد فرمائیے، پیارے حامی مسکراتے آئیے، پیارے حامی مسکراتے آئیے،
بادشاہ دو جہاں، السلام سرور مکان،
السلام خسرو دنیا دی، السلام راحت جان حزین، ظلمتوں میں گم ہوا ہے راستہ، ظلمتوں میں گم ہوا ہے راستہ، المدد اے خندہ دندانما، المدد اے خندہ دندانما،
السلام بادشاہ دو جہاں، السلام سرور کونوں مکان،
السلام خسرو دنیا دی، السلام راحت جان حزین، کیجئے رحمت حسن پر کیجئے، کیجئے رحمت گدا پر کیجئے، دونوں عالم کی مرادیں دیجئے، دونوں عالم کی مرادیں دیجئے،
السلام بادشاہ دو جہاں، السلام سرور کونوں مکان،
السلام خوش روے دنیا دی، السلام راحت جان حزین، یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ، حبیبی یا رسول اللہ، طبیبی یا حبیب اللہ، السلام السلام.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ، ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل. وی آر واچنگ دس پروگرام کال دا ارلی ایکو، ان وچ وی آر ڈسکسنگ کوشچنز اینڈ آنسرز ملفوظات امیر اہل سنت دامت فیوزہم، اینڈ ان شاء اللہ عز و جل وی ول لسن اینڈ ریڈ آؤٹ دا کوشچنز پوزڈ ٹو امیر اہل سنت اینڈ دا آنسرز ہی ہیز گیون ٹو The question is, mashallah, it is so interesting, and definitely it will increase your knowledge as well. Alhamdulillah, a brother had asked a question to Amir Ahle Sunnah, and he says, insano ki mukhtalif zabane hoti hain, there are various languages amongst human beings, so please let us know as to what is the language of a jinn. Allahu Akbar, what language do the jinns speak? Subhanallah. So this is very interesting, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Here Amir al-Sunnat says, Jinnat ki bhi mukhtalif zabane hoti hain, there are various and different languages even amongst the jinnats, the jinns. They also speak different types of languages. They speak Urdu, they speak Arabic, and different languages as well. For example, Allahu Akbar, he says, just as I am a Maiman, and I speak Urdu as well. Likewise, depending on the shakhs, on the person that the jinn possesses, whatever language that person speaks, the jinn would then speak the very same language. You know, here in South Africa, we have, subhanallah, from our Tawizat department of Da'awat Islami, a personality who is known as our respected Amiruddin Bhai, Amiruddin Kaji, mashallah. And subhanallah, in South Africa, his responsibility as far as Dawud Islami is concerned is the responsibility of the Tawizat Attariya department. Subhanallah, aapko to pata hai, mashallah, throughout the globe and world, this department has removed so many different types of problems from the society, and you know, things affecting people, affecting society, through the barakah and blessings of Tawizat Attariya, those problems and hurdles and calamities, should I say, adversities, have come to an end. Subhanallah, it helped thousands of people this far, jobless people, people who see no barakah and blessings in their sustenance, people who have physical or spiritual illnesses and problems. Subhanallah, through the blessings of these Tawizat, their problems have been removed and resolved. Subhanallah. So he is a person that's always roving around here in South Africa, helping people. And subhanallah, he would also say that there are people who are possessed with jinns, and they would speak the lingo, the language the person speaks originally. Subhanallah. So Amir al-Sunnah says, yes, they do speak different languages. And he says, he narrated a story saying that he could not remember it very well as to how it happened and occurred in detail. However, he explained that, Allahu Akbar, a brother had taken him to a place and mentioned that there is a person who is very sick and he needs your assistance. So this person taken Amir Ahle Sunnat with him to a place, and then he seen that there was a person who was speaking Maimani, and he was possessed by a jinn. So Amir Ahle Sunnat then asked him, from where have you come? So he said that, well, this person was at a certain place at a certain time, and I have caught him, I have possessed him from then. Allahu Akbar. So Amir Ahle Sunnat said, okay, I want you to follow me, I want you to come with me. Then the jinn asked him, where do you want to take me and go? So Amir Ahle Sunnat said, I want to take you to the masjid. And then this person replied and said, well, not to the masjid at all, because I fear and I'm afraid of going to the mosque, to the masjid. Amir Ahle Sunnat then said, okay, then what do you want to do? Allahu Akbar. And then, well, after having a conversation with him, he says that the jinn says to Amir al-Sunnat, I want to meet you at the place where the bodies of certain madhab, you know, where cremation takes place, where they burn the bodies after their death. I want to meet you at that place. Allahu Akbar. Amir Sunnah says, and then instantly I got to know that he is not a Muslim jinn, rather ye kafir jinnat hai. Nonetheless, Amir al-Hasan said, well, I am not going to meet you there. I want to meet you at the mosque. And having this conversation, he then said, I want to shake your hands. And the moment he touched the hands of Amir al-Sunnat, he, Damat Fuyuzuhum, says, I felt as if there was a current in my body. Allahu Akbar. This person also jerked and the jinn had left him. And this person, jo jiske upar jinnat tha, subhanallah, he never even knew for a moment when he seen Amir al-Sunnat standing before him, jinnat ke nikal jane ke baad, ab wo achanak se badal jata hai. He changes and he says, Huzur, aap yahan tashreef farmaye, aap yahan khade hain. Barai karam tashreef rakhiye, sit. And then he welcomed Amir al-Sunnat. And he, Damat Fuyuzuhum, says that it seemed as if he had no idea whatsoever that he was possessed by a jinn. So the maqsad and the story was to relate and mention to the viewers out there ki inki mukhtalif zabane hoti hai. Just as we speak Urdu, Sindhi, Hindi, Zulu, Afrikaans here in South Africa and Arabic, they also would speak various languages, and they would even speak the language that you speak if you are possessed with a jinn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. A second question that was posed to Amir al-Sunnat was, Murgha azan kyu deta hai? The sawal and the question is, Murgha ke azan dene ki kya haqeeqat hai? Nez jo murgha be waqt azan deta hai, uska kya matlab hai? The question is, why do the hens give azan? So here, azan refers to that how the murgha and the rooster takes out the sound in the morning. What is the sound, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel? Allahu Akbar. So subhanallah, here they ask this question, why does the murgha give adhan? And there is a certain time when the rooster takes out those sounds in the morning. So the jawab, the answer Amir al-Sunnat had given was that Murgha Allah Paak ke farishton ko dekh kar azan deta hai. The rooster sees or looks at the angels and then it makes those sounds in the morning. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Isliye jis waqt murgha azan de, us waqt Allah Paak ki rahmat ki duaein mangni chahiye. And then he says that subhanallah, the time that you notice or the time that you see that the rooster takes out those sounds in the mornings, then this is the time a person should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Duas should be made during that moment, because this is the summary of a hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, subhanallah. Be waqt to koi waqt nahi hai, kyunki bakra aur billi wagaira bhi bolte rehte hain. Even the animals such as the goats and the cats, I mean, even the goat would bleat and the cats would meow at different times. Lekin iska matlab ye nahi hai, Amir al-Sunnah says, jab bhi murgha azan de to hi fajr ka time hai, because they could make those sounds at any time. Lekin uska matlab ye nahi ki murgha azan de to fajr ka time hoga aur banda aankh band karke phir fajr ki namaz pad le. And you think that if the thing makes sounds in the middle of the night and we think that this is the time for fajr. The point here is that when the hen or the rooster, should I say, crows in the morning, it does not mean that this is the time for fajr, because it can even crow at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning. So here we should basically understand that when the rooster crows in the morning, it is the time of blessings, or whenever it does so. Another question which was asked to Amir al-Sunnat was, Bhai chara kise kehte hain? What is called brotherhood? And the answer he had given was, Aapas mein ek dusre se hum dardi aur gham gusari karne ko bhai chara kaha jata hai. Subhanallah, what a beautiful answer. He says that why it is called brotherhood? Why should we have and adopt brotherhood in our society? He says, is that so that we may understand the pain of each another. We may be, you know, part and parcel in each and other's problems, good times and bad times. Ek dusre ke saath hamdardi kare aur gham gusari karne ko bhai chara kehta hai. So when you basically, participate in other people's gham and they sad times and bad moments in life, and you assist and help them to overcome the situation they are in, this is called brotherhood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such unity. Aaj ke zamane mein, the actual fact and reality is that there are brothers who are enemies of their own brothers. the brothers who are not in communication with each another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, protect us and grant us abundance of barakah and blessings. Another question which was asked to Amir al-Sunnat was, Na baligh ke piche baligh ka nafil namaz padhna kaisa? Allahu Akbar. So the sual and the question is, kya nabaligh nafli namaz ki jamaat karwa sakta hai? A person asked Amir al-Sunnat, can a nabaligh, a child who has not reached the age of puberty, he is not baligh, can he make jamaat? Can he lead the congregation in nawafil salah? And here Amir al-Sunnat had given references, subhanallah, as well, which is in Fatawa Hindiya. He says, nabaligh imam ke piche baligh koi bhi namaz nahi pad sakta. Behind a nabaligh child, no matured, no baligh person can read namaz. A child that is nabaligh can only lead such a jamaat behind which he has nabaligh musallis. In other words, those who are following that jamaat should also be nabaligh. So, as in this day and age, there are certain places, he says himself, subhanallah, in Fatawa Hindiya, it's also given the mithal, that there are certain children who become huffaz, subhanallah, they become hafiz of the Holy Quran Pak, but they are leading the taraweeh, and in such, this is such a taraweeh in which the musallis who are following the imam, the muqtadis who are at the back following the imam, they are actually baligh people who are reading namaz behind in nabaligh. So in this situation, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat says very clearly, subhanallah, ki taraweeh namaz, namaz-e-taraweeh is not done in that way, because the imam who is nabaligh, the muqtadir of such an imam can also be nabaligh. But a child who is nabaligh, who never reached the age of puberty, he cannot lead the jama'at in which they are people who are baligh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the full barakah and the blessings of this dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. So here, another question was asked, kya bachche zulfe rakh sakte hain? Aye, aye, kya baat hai Madini ki, subhanallah. Amir al-Sunnat has said, yes, of course, why not? Because this is the sunnah of Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and from a very little age, we should give them the adat and the habit of also keeping the zulfe, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, if you open Fezani Sunnat, you will understand what is the actual length of the hair according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How long should one grow his hair in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak Zulfe, which the Quran praises and says, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, speaking about the beautiful and amazing jet black hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had few curls on each side, they were locks on his hair, which were extremely beautiful, subhanallah. And Amir al-Sunnat says that, well, we should make this the adat and the habit of children from a very little age to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Another question which was asked was, Madina Sharif ki taraf hijrat karte huwe pyare aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ke saath kon kon the? Who was with our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of migration from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara? Subhanallah, this is of course the seerat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the answer he had given was of course once again in the light of Hadith Mubarakah. He, Damat Fuyuz, whom has mentioned, of course, as we all know, Siddiqi Akbar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the closest companion to the beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was with Rasul Pak, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and his ghulam and servant by the name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir bin Fuhaira, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was also with the Holy Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then Hazrat Sayyiduna Siddiqi Akbar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's beloved daughter, Hazrat Sayyiduna Asma, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was the one who was bringing the food and delivering it to the Holy Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in Ghari Thawr. There are two ghar and there are two caves which are very famous. One is called Ghari Thawr and the other is called Ghari Hira. Ghari Thawr is the ghar and the cave in which the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, along with Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, had taken refuge because the Kuffari Makkah were looking for our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And thus our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu were in the cave for some time. And Ghare Hira is the same cave where the first wahi was revealed. Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make ibadat. He would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the cave for several days, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. What is the qismat and what is the luck and the good fortune of this cave, subhanallah, jisme pyare aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam kai dino tak aram farmate rahe. Allahu Akbar. Those unlucky and fortunate individuals who go to Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, and they go to these holy sites to visit and make ziyarat. Allah Zawajal hum sab ko wahan le jaye, hame bhi ghare Hira, ghare Thor dikha de apne habib ke sadqe mein, so that we may also take blessings and barakah from those places as well, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, another question which was posed to Amir Ahle Sunnat. Musalman ek jism hai, iska matlab kya hai? Allahu Akbar. And here Amir Ahle Sunnat has given the answer and he says, Musalman ek jism wahid hai. Yes, they are one body. Muslims are one body. Ek Musalman ko takleef hoti hai, to dusre Musalman ko bhi takleef hogi. When one Muslim is facing any type of difficulty, so the other Muslim should also feel the pain and feel sorry for the person. As it is mentioned in Sahih al-Muslim, jaise ungli kat gayi to pure jism ko uski takleef hogi. Just as when the finger is cut, then the pain of the finger being cut runs throughout the entire body. Hai hai, sari jism mein takleef hoti hai. Why? Because the body is one. This mithal and this example has been given to make us understand ki subhanallah, though the finger is a different limb or a different portion of the body, but since it is all connected to each another, agar sar mein takleef hogi to pure jism mein takleef hogi, haath mein takleef hoti hai to phir bhi pure jism mein takleef hogi. Even if the nail or the finger is injured, the pain is felt in the entire body. Just like that, Musalman and the Muslim should have such unity and brotherhood, subhanallah. They are one body. So to say that if your neighbor who is a Muslim as well is in some difficulty, to aapko bhi feel hona chahiye, aapko uska ehsaas hona chahiye ki mera Musalman bhai takleef mein hai. You know, a very good story has been related ki ek martaba ek dost kisi dusre dost ke ghar pe aaya. He gave dastak, he knocked on the door. So the friend opened the door and then his friend had asked him for some cash, for some money. Ki mujhe koi paise chahiye, misal ke taur pe mujhe 500 chahiye, 500 dirham chahiye. So nonetheless, this friend said, no problem brother, I will present it to you just in a moment. He goes inside his room and he brings the money and he delivers it to his friend. As the friend had accepted the money, taken the money, thanking him, he left. Subhanallah, ab ye shakhs rone laga. He began to cry, the one who has given the money. Uski ahliya kehti hai, his wife says to him, that what is the reason for you to cry? When you never want to borrow your friend money in the first place, then you should have not borrowed him. Ab dene ke baad ro rahe ho, to kya fayda? Allahu Akbar. The answer he has given was that I am not crying because I gave him the money. I am not crying because I'm a miser or I'm stressed and worried as to why did I have to give him the money. No. Main is wajah se ro raha hu ki mera dost mere ghar tak usko aana pada. He had to come to my door aur mere samne sharminda hokar ke usko paise mangne pade. Kaash ki meri nazare us par pehle se hoti. I wish that my sight was upon him from the very beginning and I knew his critical condition. Lekin mere dost ne kabhi izhar hi nahi kiya, usne kabhi dikhaya hi nahi ki wo takleef mein. He always smiled despite having so much of financial difficulties that today he had to come to my door and borrow money. If only my sight was on him, if only I had an eye on him to see whether he's okay or he's not okay, then before he could have asked for the money, at least I could have offered him some cash from my side. He would have never needed to come to my door and then in such a, you know, a manner he had to basically ask me for money being ashamed standing in front of me because I know how my friend is, subhanallah. So this example is given ki humko ek dusre ke hawale se khayal rakhna chahiye, check karte rehna chahiye ki hum kaise hain aur hamari saath kya kya cheeze ho rahi hain. Allah azza wajal hame nek taufeeq aur rafeeq ata farmaye. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us blessings and barakah in both worlds, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, subhanallah. Another very important question which was posed to Amir Sunnat was, nikah ke adab janne ke liye kaun si kitabe padhe? To know the etiquettes and the mannerism in regards to making nikah, a person asked, which books could I read آپ بھی دیکھ لیں سبحان اللہ, دیز بکس آر آلسو ان انگلش ایز ویل آن دا ویب سائٹ آف دعوت اسلامی. اف یو آر لوکنگ یو نو ایٹ گیٹنگ میریڈ سون ان شاء اللہ عز و جل, مے اللہ عز و جل میک دا سنہ پاسبل فار یو دیٹ یو مے گیٹ میریڈ ایز سون ایز پاسبل, اینڈ مے اللہ عز و جل بلیس یو with amazing blessings in your marriage as well at the same time with abundance of barakah and blessings. So Amir al-Sunnah said Dawat Islami ki Ishaati Idare Maktabatul Madina ki kitab Bahar al-Shariat, of course it is also published from the publications department of Dawat Islami known as Bahar al-Shariat. You can basically get your hands on this book and you will get the 7th and the 8th volume, and in which they are speaking about nikah. There is a chapter that is related to nikah itself, the adab and the blessings and the barakah of making nikah, you know, the do's and don'ts in nikah. It is very important for us to first learn the rules and regulations to the sunnah, so that when you are married, you know the hukuk and you know the rights at the same time, inshallah azza wa jal. Dusra ye ki Amir al-Sunnat has mentioned another book known as Sunnat-e-Nikah, Allahu Akbar, which is also on the life of Amir Ahl Sunnat. It speaks about his marriage and the adab and akhlaq of marriage as well at the same time. And there's a third book called Islami Shadi. So Amir Ahl Sunnat says, make mutala'a, research these three books here, Bahari Shariat, Sunnat-e-Nikah, as well as Islami Shadi, and then you will know the blessings or the importance of making nikah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us with lots and lots of barakah, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers, we also have some beautiful Madani Guldasta for you to watch, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We will watch this and we will return just after this Guldasta. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala علیہ وسلم.
جن کو جن کیوں کہتے ہیں؟
جن کا معنی ہے پوشیدہ یعنی چھپا ہوا, اور جن جو ہے وہ لوگوں کی نگاہ سے چھپا ہوا ہوتا ہے, اس لیے اسے جن کہتے ہیں. واللہ تعالی اعلم ورسولہ اعلم عز و جل و صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی.
Another very important question which was posed to Amir al-Sunnat was, lots of people who make dua, they make dua while supplicating. As they end their dua, they say wa bihaqqi la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to add this kalma sharif to your dua, how it is? So Amir Ahl al-Sunnat has mentioned that of course it is a good thing, and in Pakistan, in the Indo-Pak especially, you know, it is a norm that whenever dua is made, it's recited or starts with the recitation of Durood-e-Pak. And even at the ending too, they would end with Durood-e-Pak as well as with the Kalma Sharif. So, waise Kalma khud ek dua hai. Kalma is a dua on its own as well. And then after that, you're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been mentioned in one hadith, أفضل الدعاء الحمد لله. أفضل دعاء الحمد لله. The greatest dua to make is to say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So this is also dua, and this is also a blessing on its own. So those people who add the Kalma Sharif in their dua is actually a very good thing to do. It is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the renewal of your iman and faith at all times, so that your iman can become even more stronger and strengthened, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Another question that was asked was, Tali bajana kaisa? How it is to clap hands? And the answer which was given, that during playing, during sports, to clap hand, it is totally impermissible. It is impermissible during playing and sports for a person to clap hands out of excitement. So one should avoid clapping hands. Another question that was asked, Allahu Akbar, was, can a person make wadaif, or as he makes wadaif, as it is said, he says, وظیفے کے اول آخر میں جو درود پاک پڑھنے کو کہا جاتا ہے اس سے کون سا درود مراد ہے؟ As when an عامل person or a استاد sometimes tells his students that you must read certain وظیفہ, a certain person has advised you to read a certain وظیفہ after صلاح, so he says, read اول and آخر, in the beginning and in the ending, درود پاک. So the questioner is asking, which is the درود پاک؟ وہ کون سا درود, اس سے کون سا درود مراد ہے؟ And number two, can a person make tasbih on his fingers as we have these lines on our fingers. So the question asks, is it allowed to use this? Or it is a sunnat, rather, should we say, to make tasbih on the lines? And the answer he, Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Fuyuzuhum, has given is that agar kisi buzurg ne koi durood makhsoos kiya hai ki fula fula durood sharif awwal akhir padhe to wahi padhe, warna koi sa bhi durood padh sakte hain. Subhanallah. If a buzurg has specified the durood pak, you must only read durood nariya. For example, you must only read durood shafi'i, you must only read durood taj, you must only read durood tunajjina. If it was specified to you, then try to stick to the specification. Try and recite that durood pak which have been advised to you. Otherwise, wherever it is mentioned ki awwal akhir, in the beginning and towards the ending, recite durood pak, then any durood pak can be recited if it is not specified. Number two, ungliyon par ginana hadith pak mein aaya hai. Yes, it has been provided or it has been mentioned in the hadith in relation to counting on the fingers or on the line of the fingers. And it is also in Raddul Mukhtar ki ungliyon ke poro par gina jata hai, ungliyon ke ilawa agar tasbih par padhte hain tab bhi harj nahi hai. Subhanallah. So even if a person does not use the lines on his fingers which are natural tasbih, subhanallah, ki hum yu padhte hain namazon ke baad, to isme koi harj nahi hai, because why? It has been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Furthermore, if you do not want to use these lines, there is no problem whatsoever. You can even use a tasbih as well. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide barakah and blessings, dear viewers. In fact, the hadith which I mentioned to you regarding the lines on the fingers, it is in Tirmizi Sharif, subhanallah, Kitab al-Da'wat, which is the chapter regarding du'as and supplicating, subhanallah. Another question has been asked was that half aastin wali shirt pehenkar namaz padhna kaisa? How is it to use a half sleeve shirt and read namaz? So the answer here, Amir Ahl Sunnat has given, and the references, of course, is once again, Waqarul Fatawa, Raddul Mukhtar, and many other books of fiqh. He has said that yes, namaz will be done, and it will not affect the salah. In other words, it would not, make a person repeat his salah again. Albatta, jinke liye ye libas izzat nahi hai. For example, the ulama and the scholars, there is karahat for them in this. In other words, ulamas and scholars should not use half sleeve shirt and read namaz. For such a person, it is makruhe tanzihi. It is makruhe tanzihi to use this libas. So the ulama and the scholars should avoid using this type of shirt. Furthermore, it is mentioned, agar aasteen puri hai, lekin uske fold karne ke aadhi kalai se upar kiya hua ho, to ye namaz phir makruh tahrimi hogi. For especially people who would leave their sleeves, normal, as my sleeves is right now, and then namaz time they would fold their sleeves halfway up to the elbows and above the elbows, then in this situation, according to the fiqhi Hanafi madhab, of course it is makruh tahrimi. One should not fold his sleeves. If the sleeves are long, according to one narration, even the pants, then let it be, but do not fold it, subhanallah. Inshallah, Zawajal, dear viewers on the Sawadini channel, we have another question, ki jinn, shaitan jinn hai ya farishta? Lekan usse qabl, ek aur madani phool sunte hain, inshallah, Zawajal, we will listen to another madani phool, and thereafter we will come back with this program, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aap ne farmaya, ki jinnah se ye bhi baatein puchna haram hai, aur iswa yakin kufr hai. اور آپ ہی سے سنا ہے کہ جنات کو غیب کا علم نہیں, تو یہ غیبی باتیں کیسے بتاتے ہیں؟
آئندہ کی خبر پوچھنا یہ حرام ہے. ان سے غیب کا سوال کرنا جو غائب ہے, جو چیز اعلی حضرت نے اس کو حماقت اور حرام وغیرہ لکھا ہے, اور یہ اگر نظریہ کہ یہ علم غیب رکھتے ہیں جن, تو کافر ہو جائے گا, کیونکہ قرآن کریم میں اس کی نص موجود ہے, دلیل موجود ہے کہ جنات جو ہے وہ غیب کی خبر نہیں رکھتے. اچھا, اب یہ ہوتا ہے کہ گزری ہوئی بات یہ بتا دیتے ہیں بعض اوقات کہ 10 سال پہلے یوں ہوا تھا, 25 سال پہلے آپ کے گھر میں یوں ہوا تھا. تو یہ ہوتا ایسا ہے کہ بچہ جب پیدا ہوتا ہے تو اس کے ساتھ ایک شیطان بھی پیدا ہوتا ہے, ایک فرشتہ بھی پیدا ہوتا ہے. اس شیطان کو ہمزاد بولتے ہیں, جو بےکاتا رہتا ہے اس کو. تو ہمزاد جو ہے اس کو بچپن کے واقعات پتہ ہوتے ہیں, جوانی کے واقعات پتہ ہوتے ہیں, سب کچھ پتا اس کے سامنے ہو رہا ہوتا ہے, تو یہ اس کو یاد ہوتے ہیں. تو یہ بعض اوقات یہ جو اسے سڑے ہوئے بابا جی ہوتے ہیں نا, ان شیطانوں سے کام لیتے ہیں, ان کے عملیات ہوتے ہیں. تو اس لیے مسلمان کو قرآن پر ایمان ہوتا ہے, بابا جی پر نہیں, قرآن پر ایمان ہے. الحمدللہ ایک ایک حرف پر ہمارے ایمان ہے. اے اللہ کے سچے کلام, تو نے اعلان کر دیا کہ جنات کو علم غیب نہیں ہے, تو نہیں ہے, خلاص ہمارا ایمان ہے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Do the jinns have the knowledge of ilm ghaib, the knowledge of the unseen? This was a Madani pearl from our Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Mullah Aliya in relation to this. Ye kuch sawalat hote hain, these questions are very often posed and asked in relation to jinns, you know, whether they are angels or whether they are what are they created from, what are they, questions related to the ilm ghaib, what powers and authorities they have. اللہ اکبر, وہ کون سی زبانیں بولتے ہیں. تو فرام دس کتاب وچ آئی ایم ریڈنگ ملفوظات امیر اہل سنت, وی ہیو جسٹ لرنڈ دیٹ دے اسپیک ویریئس لینگویجز فرام دا مدنی پھول دیٹ امیر اہل سنت ہیز جسٹ گیون ناؤ. سبحان اللہ, وی ہیو لرنڈ ریگارڈنگ دا نالج آف دا ان سین. اینڈ فردر مور, اے کوشچن واز آس, شیطان جن ہے یا فرشتہ, از ہی این اینجل اور از ہی اے جن؟ دین امیر اہل سنت ہیز گیون دا آنسر کہ وہ خود ہی اقرار کرتا ہے. ہی ہمسیلف ہیز ایکسیپٹڈ اینڈ ہی سیڈ خلقتنی من نار و خلقتہ من طین, that I am created from fire, referring to himself. And he says, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam khalaqtahu min teen, and he is created from sand. So jinns are created from fire, whereas angels are created from noor and light. Allahu Akbar. And many, many other madani pools he has given. I have just given you the summary of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of practicing upon what we have heard. Subhanallah. And furthermore, dear viewers under the Madani channel, a very, very important mas'ala. This question was asked to Aminu Sunnat, ki agar koi kisi kaam mein majghool ho aur jamaat ka waqt nikal jaye to woh gunagar hoga ya nahi? If a person was, majghool, he was engaged in some important work due to which he has missed his jamaat, so will he be a sinner or not? And the answer Amir Ahl Sunnat has given, aisi kaisi mashghooliyat ki jamaat nikal gayi? What kind of mashghooliyat and what kind of job or work is this ki a person even forgets about his namaz or about his jamaat? Is tarah nahi hona chahiye. But there are situations, we are human beings, there are situations such. So he says, if a person has forgotten about namaz and then he remembers, so there is no guna or there is no sin in such a situation when he has really forgotten. And Allah Azza wa Jal, of course, is our creator and he knows our intentions. So if a person has really forgotten, he really didn't remember at all and the time has elapsed, when he remembers, he should make kafara. The kafara is to make qaza for the salah which you have missed. Subhanallah. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, as I mentioned about our carnal desires, that we should of course never follow them, and because of following our nafsi ammara, following what our carnal desires say to us, is therefore, you know, we do wrong things in life and we regret thereafter. Follow what the Shariat has mentioned, follow what Islam has said inshallah, and you will see the blessings and the barakah of being pa-band, of being steadfast and, you know, bound to what the Sharia has commanded you to do. You will see the blessings of it in both worlds inshallah azza wa jal. This was just half of this beautiful book which we have recited today, Malfuzate Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Get your hands on this book from the website of Dawat Islami and complete it yourself inshallah azza wa jal. Tomorrow we will be back with another episode. Recite abundance of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Till then, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, 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 Allah. Start your day with remembrance of